Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Everyone, and thank you for joining us tonight here on Raising Vibration Radio Special Edition. Or we might get into doing it every night again. I don't know. We'll see how the moon plays it out. Tonight we have a special guest, Lisa, who is got a hit radio show here on Blog Talk Radio called Spiritually Guided Truth. She's in there in the chat room with you guys right now. I'm about to bring her online with us, and we're going to talk about the energy that is going on in here. So a quick shout out. I want to say hi to everybody that's joined in with us. We got Jennifer from Jennifer's Journey. We got Kathy, which is Native Earth Lady, in here. Profanity. I hope I said that right. You know me and my words here sometimes. So glad that you guys are here. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Lisa on. So let's give a big warm welcome to Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. How's everything treating you?
Same as everybody else.
I know, right?
Yeah, everybody's getting their butt kicked.
Although my day today wasn't too bad.
You know what? That's funny, because mine wasn't either. And then I talked to my other girlfriend, who actually happens to be a medium too, and I talked to her earlier, and I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Are you doing better? Because she's been getting her butt kicked too. And she goes, today was a really good day. So it's like, yay. It's supposed to be slowing down. We'll talk about that. But the first quarter's over, and the first quarter was the worst. So now it'll kind of be wavy in the second quarter, and we'll get into all of that. But everybody's kind of getting their butt kicked in the same direction.
I know. And I'm kind of getting tired of it. You know, it's you make a little progress and then you step back, right? And you make a little progress and you step back.
That's kind of the joy of the energy in the moment. 2016 is the transition year. This is the year that people are going to be transitioning into their real life paths, if they do the work, and really where they're supposed to be, you know, where they feel their spirit leads them to, you know, their destinies, whatever words you want to use for it. The first quarter of this year is a butt kicking. And what I've been discovering, it's not just me, it's the majority of the people that I talk to, is people are being filled with anxiety and they're being uncomfortable, and all kinds of situations are arising that bring back deja vu of buried things from childhood or throughout their whole life. And it's causing just a lot of discomfort. My opinion is that in this moment, do not run from the discomfort. Stay within the discomfort, because it's all having a purpose. And try, once the adrenaline of it or the discomfort of it is kind of settling, ask yourself, what did that do for me? What did that show me? Where did it take me back to? How did I feel about it? And kind of look at, you know, if it's bringing back a situation that's been kind of relived, ask yourself, how did I handle it? Did it handle it differently? How have I grown? Where do I still need to grow? That's what all these situations are for right now, is to kind of bring those things up to the surface. I was just on the phone with my girlfriend before the show, and she was asking about it, and she's sick, so she couldn't be on the show, but she wanted to ask, and I said, I don't know, I guess if I'm going to put a scenario to it, it's kind of like dumping your life through the strainer right now. You know, you're going to let go of what you don't need anymore and let that go down the drain, and you're going to hold on to and evaluate what's left. And what's left is what serves you.
Right.
But if you don't choose to take the risk to do the dump, it's not going to do you any good, and you're just going to keep resurfacing this, and all this discomfort is going to continue.
Right. So you have to basically get off your butt and do something about it.
Right. And yeah, and actually it's not, I mean, part of it is that is actually going into action once you've made the discoveries, yes. But what people tend to be having more difficulty with in the moment is living within the discomfort, because the discomfort is incredible right now. Or at least this last quarter, it is starting to settle down a little bit, but this last quarter, it's been incredibly uncomfortable, and people don't want to be within that discomfort, so they're avoiding it. Unfortunately, that discomfort is showing you something, and you have to take the time to be within it and feel it and discover what it is and see what interactions and what have you with people that you're having or situations that you're having and things that are having and how they're coming to you from the past, and what about that discomfort is affecting you, and figuring out where it is you either need to do more work, depending on how you've handled it, or where you can say, oh, you know what, I've handled that situation, and I'm good, and I did so much better. So I realize that I've kind of forgiven myself on that, and I've got that one under control, and I feel good about it. That's the one you let go down the drain, you know. If you go, you know, I've improved, but it's not really, I didn't handle it as well as I would have liked to, ask yourself, well, what am I getting out of this? Where could I have handled this better? Where do I need to grow still? And get those, excuse me, get those questions answered for yourself, because that's how you do the discovery. That's how you do the growth. But nobody wants to be uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable sucks. It's reality.
Right.
But that discomfort has a lesson within it. So if you can kind of maintain it, and I don't speak about that easily, because I have tantrums like you would not believe about some of this stuff, and I freak out too. But then if you can kind of step back and evaluate it once you've let that go, you can let go of it for good. And that's where I think people don't realize, by avoiding their demons, so to speak, or whatever word they want to use for it, you're just prolonging it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, suck it up while it's there, and then let it go.
Now, for me, I know what was causing the discomfort, but then it was going to cause more discomfort to discuss the situation.
Okay, but so, if it's already causing discomfort not to discuss the situation, so you have a low discomfort level, but it's still discomfort, right?
Right.
So by addressing it, okay, you're going to raise – I'm sorry for my dogs. You're going –
That's okay.
You stop? You're going to raise your discomfort, yes. But then you have to ask yourself, when I raise my discomfort level, because that's what's going to have to happen in order for me to do this, okay,
mm-hmm.
then – but does that solve the problem?
Right. Does
so
it,
as long as
yes,
it solves the problem,
likely,
then it gets to go down the drain. So
yeah,
you've got to make your choice right there. Do I want to live in low-level discomfort with this topic, or do I want to suck it up and it's going to kind of suck a little bit and get it over with, but then it's gone for good? So those are the things that you have to evaluate. And the problem is that the continuing burying and the continuing resistance to doing this is what's causing everybody to remain in that state. I would
now,
rather go, oh, this is really going to be horrible, but you know what? Whew, then it's over. And I don't have to carry that suitcase, that bag with me anymore. I don't have to have that baggage with me anymore.
And it's important to get rid of all this baggage this year.
Of course. Who wants to carry all excess crap?
Yeah, I
Why
know.
Why lug
I
all
totally
that garbage
agree.
Around? I do it in two different scenarios, depending on how you want to look at it, but let's use baggage, since that's the term that we use. If you're carrying around all this luggage, okay, you've got all these bags that you're dragging along with you, all right, because you're just too afraid to put them down because you just don't know what to do without them. Because the problem is that many of us become comfortable in discomfort. So even though we know it's uncomfortable, we would rather remain there because actually being comfortable might be scarier. We don't know. So
right.
you're carrying around and you're lugging around all this luggage and all this baggage with you and you're afraid to put it down. But here's my question for you. If you remain in the fear of putting that baggage down, how do you pick up a new one? So people are walking around going, I want new, I want change, I want new, I want change. But I don't want to change because that's scary. Sorry, folks, not how it works. Change happens when change happens. So if you're unwilling to set down those suitcases to free your hands up, if you're, you know, if you're going to keep carrying your luggage because you're scared, how are you going to free your hands to pick up the new bag you keep asking for? You can walk across 100 new bags of opportunity, but how are you going to pick them up? You're still carrying around all this old crap that's making you uncomfortable just because you're scared. It's time to take the risk and evaluate and get rid of that garbage. Why do you need it? The funny part is that when people really look at it, the majority of the baggage that we carry around does not belong to us.
Right.
It belongs to other people's ideals, things that they have said to us, things that they have implemented in our minds, things that we carry around with us. Our mind talk, if you were really honest with yourself about your mind talk, everybody knows what their mind talk is. You know, it's that part of your brain when you think you're going to go do something new or succeed where your fear comes into. And it starts telling you all these things about yourself that you're not good enough or you won't succeed or how will other people think about it or how will other people view it? How will it turn out? How can I do that if I'm not sure? You know what I mean? All that mind talk, all that spinning. If you really take the time to evaluate it, the majority of that never came from you. It's from things you picked up from other people's views, whether it be things a parent said to you as you were growing up, friends said to you growing up, teachers, you know, whatever it is, all these little traces of energy that we've picked up throughout our life. And the majority of it is not ours. So if you take this time to let it go, you'll realize that this baggage you're afraid to dump because you're just so afraid to let go of it, the majority of it isn't even yours. It doesn't even belong to you. And those are the difficult things to look at. And that's why I tell people, just suck it up and look at it and do it. And they're presenting people with situations that bring up these old things. And people are running from it. Don't run.
Don't run. Sit there.
I'm not much of a runner. I'm pretty stubborn.
Right. Just like one, Profanity, I guess that's how you say her name in the chat room, said sometimes you need to actually pick up the paddle and do some work to negotiate the rapids on this river of life. You know, we're going to have to.
Yes, if everybody just wants to, we'll use her example. If everybody wants to just sit in the raft and hold onto the handles, because you're too afraid to do the work. You're too afraid if you'll be good enough to gear it. Or am I going to gear it in the right direction? Am I going to use these paddles to do it the right way? Am I going to slow myself down? Am I going to make myself go too fast? Am I going to put myself in the wrong direction? That's all that mind talk that stops you from picking up the paddle. So in fear, you hold onto the raft and you hold onto the handles and you're freaking out. Well, my question for you is, if you choose to do that, that's cool. Everybody has their options. Everybody makes their own choices. And you have the option to not paddle. You have the option to sit in the stinking boat and hold onto the handles in fear. Here's what you don't get then legitimately. You don't get the right to bitch.
Right.
That's it. Just accept that. And if you're willing to accept that, great. Freedom. Free will.
It's all good.
Right. But don't blame me or your sister or your parents or your, you know what I mean? Like, don't start blaming everybody around you.
Right.
Because your life isn't changing. The only thing that you have control of is you. So if you're making the choice not to change and you're making the choice that these things are too scary and you're making the choice that you don't want to take these risks, that's cool. Don't. But don't blame the rest of the world because it's you. It's you making that choice. It's really as simple as that.
Now, earlier today, I was looking online to see information about this. They're calling it the energy shift of 2016. Have you heard that terminology?
I've read some similar different ones. Yeah, people have a few different.
And, well, they said that this is, you know, this farce of it, the majority of it hit us in March more than anything else. And then at Easter time, it really did a kind of whiplash movement on us. And it's continued. Although, like I said, today for me was not that bad. I didn't want to revert and, you know, become a hobbit today like I have been. And I'm trying to figure out.
Here's the thing. What happened is in January, right around January, then to December, January, is it started to gear up. Okay. But my belief is that at that point, everybody's so wrapped up in the holidays and things that they weren't really noticing it. Because face it, those are kind of stressful times anyway. So you're not really doing it. So then through January and February, it was building. In my personal opinion, what March was like, okay, the volcano has filled and is about to explode. And so that's why everybody was kind of feeling it in January. But the buildup was kind of happening in March. And if you go back and evaluate the sequence of events that happened, little things were starting to occur, rolling you in a certain place. And when once kind of March came around, it became so uncomfortable because you're full.
Right.
All these little things have now filled up and you're now full. And you're full with all these things and it's starting to spiral. And, you know, I referred it to as in March, you know, about mid-March, there's like this vortex happened and all these little things that you've now collected are spinning, causing all this anxiety and uncomfortable. Kind of throwing some things out that you don't need to deal with and you don't need to carry and they breeze through quickly. You know, kind of that thing you thought about and then went, no big deal. And then there's the things that kind of lingered on the outside edges of it where you're like, oh, what is that? Oh gosh, I don't want to deal with that. And then there's the things that stayed in the center. You know, when they were the most uncomfortable and they're the strongest and they're spinning the hardest, and those are the things that are causing all this anxiety. But it's just this constant energy, but it's shooting things away. It's trying to send things away. But if you stand there in fear and you don't look at them, all you're going to do is keep carrying them. It's as simple as that. And you have that right. I hate it when people tell people, you can't do that. Yes, you can. You can do any darn thing you want to. You absolutely can, but you're
right.
Not going to get rid of it.
Right.
Your free will choice to be afraid.
Okay, so Sandra in the chat room just wrote this. I want to share this real quick. She said, I look at these times as one where you are presented with these energies, and hold on a second, I try to get it here, with these energies that have come up in the past. You know what, hell, I'm just going to bring her on. She's right here. Let me bring her on so she can say, because every time I try to hit on it, somebody types something and I lose it. So hold on a second. Okay, here we go. Let me just click on here. Hey, you. Can you hear me? Okay.
I can.
So tell me what you were trying to write there in the chat room that I apparently couldn't read.
Well, it's about the same thing. It's just different words. I look at it and what I've been telling people that I talk to on a daily basis is that I'm looking at this time right now when you're presented with these energies that bring up this stuff from the past. But if you've dealt with them and you're good with how you've dealt with them, you don't have to deal with it again and you don't have to engage it. You just accept it, surrender it, and let go.
Exactly.
And then you're done. So it's the same thing, just different words.
Right,
pretty
just evaluate
much.
It and go, how did I handle that?
Right.
You know, did I grow
Am
to
I
where I wanted
it?
To grow to? Did I feel
right.
comfortable with it? If so, cool, great. Did I kind of do better, but I could have done better? All right, that's fine. Learn where you could have done better and then just accept that. But if
and
you haven't acknowledged it, it's going to keep slapping you.
Right. You have to let it go. Quit, you know, don't dwell on it. Even if you didn't handle it the way you wanted to, you handled it. Are you okay with that? Do you want to do better when it comes up again? If it comes up again, it shouldn't if you're able to actually let it go.
Right.
But that's the hard part. It's easier to say
well,
let
right,
it go.
Well, right, because that requires self-forgiveness if you didn't
right.
handle it how you wish you would have. And self-forgiveness is 10 times harder than forgiving someone else.
Heck yeah. True, true.
Yes,
because we are our own worst critics.
Okay, let me ask you this. When we get through this and we, you know, we put the work through all of this and we say to ourselves, okay, I dealt with this, even though I may not have liked how I dealt with it, but I still dealt with it. I forgive myself, blah, blah, blah. What do you think is going to happen? How long are we going to be like this? And what is it going to be like in the next energy shift this year?
Sandra, you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I don't care. Up to you.
My
You're
opinion
the guest.
Is
I was
that this the second quarter is going to continue, but it will be lighter. And by the end of the second quarter, so in other words, June-ish, whatever, you know, sometime mid-year there, if you've actually done the work, there's still going to be work to be done, but what you'll be at is a place where you can start to see what direction you're supposed to move to. So there's always going to be work. If anybody ever thinks that the world is, or your life is just always going to be happy-gory and all the work is always done, well, then you're dead. So there's always going to be work, but this is going to be pushing you into the direction that you're meant to go into if you're following what you're seeing and you're doing what you're supposed to do. For those that don't want to face it, like I said, free will choice. Go ahead, don't face it. But then don't complain when you're not moving.
Right. I agree.
Because you've got to let go to move.
I agree.
Well, I'm going to share something with you guys. I've been doing some stuff lately, you know, with myself and everything, but I don't like my behavior of how I'm doing it, though. I feel like I'm a three-year-old having a tantrum because I don't like change.
Okay. So if you don't like your behavior and how you're handling it, that is kind of the work because you're at least acknowledging that you don't like your behavior. Okay,
right.
You don't like how you're handling. So in acknowledging that, you now have a choice. Do I not like it enough that I'm willing to do the work to fix it? Or do I want to stay just unhappy with myself?
Right. Again, so all of this boils down to working on those behaviors that we're recognizing, right? And
right.
Doing something about it to shift.
Yeah.
But it's not going as fast as I want it to go.
Well, no. It never
what
does
Miss Bossy?
Yes.
What do you think? You're the queen going to control the universe?
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
You got the power.
My girlfriend and I were just talking about this morning because she was saying that her ex-husband can push her buttons like nobody's business, but it's her fault for having buttons. But she was mad at herself for how she always reacts. But I said, but you're recognizing how you react, you don't like it, and you're working to change it. So as long as you're working to change it and you're trying to let go of those old patterns, you're doing what you need to be doing. It's not instantaneous by any means. You're not just going to flip a switch one day and say, oh, no more buttons. He can't get to me. I mean, it takes
a while.
Well,
and usually with the ex situations, when I get people calling with exes, I'll usually explain to them and I'll go, wow, they're still so important to you. That's really nice that you really held on to that much importance for them. And then they'll go, no, I don't like them. They make my life miserable. But you're giving
right.
them so much rent because if they weren't that important, they wouldn't reach the buttons.
Right. And that's
if you didn't still hold their opinions of you so valuable, they couldn't reach your buttons. And then once somebody realizes that they're letting their ex actually like hold space in their head still, then all of a sudden they're like, game on, get rid of that.
Yeah.
We want no part of that.
She's
kind of really how, I mean, it's really what we do.
She's been like that for a while. She realizes that he can only push her buttons because he is there. And she's like, he can't be there. I'm just not okay with that anymore. But she's working on it. But it's all about March for her, like you were saying, was horrible. She felt horrible. She felt tired all the time. She thought something was wrong with her, everything. And I kept telling her, go to the doctor if you feel you need to go to the doctor. But I really think you need to ride this out because everything she was saying was everything that everybody was feeling.
Yes.
At the time. So, and now she feels better. She really does.
Because it is starting to ease up. It is really
right.
starting to ease up in the second quarter, but there's going to be waves of it. You know,
yep.
there's still going to be kind of the residual that's coming. Right. There's going to be residuals of it. And that's where I get concerned because people get a disillusionment of it. So when I say like mid-year, you know, if you've done all the work, you should feel a breather. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that there isn't new work. I mean, that's why we clear our stuff so that we can get new stuff.
Right.
Life's about the work. Now, how miserable the work is partially us, and in my belief, partially our life contract. You know, what did we sign up for down here? But partly it's how we perceive it. So if we want to perceive it as, oh, my God, this is horrible, then it's going to be absolutely that.
Yep.
100%.
Also, my mantra with people lately is you have to change your perceptions. You have to change how you are perceiving this.
Yes.
You know, you can't hold your head in the sand and say, I just can't do this. It's too hard. No, don't do that. That won't help you at all. You can, but it's not going to help you, and you're going to just keep feeling that way, but can't make
it. Right, that's why I always say it's a free will choice not to do the work.
Right.
There's nothing that says that you have to do the work.
Right.
But then don't complain.
You're not going to feel better.
Right.
You're never going to feel better if you refuse to do it. So.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And it's usually not nearly as scary as our mind talk has put us in.
Yeah. Well,
what we perceive and how horrible we perceive it might be, in general, it's usually not nearly as bad as our ego mind that's all scared and paranoid tells us that it is, and we get ourselves all worked up by overthinking it. And I am the queen of overthinking, so that's not from a soapbox.
Yeah.
I am the queen of overthinking everything all the time.
Yep.
So I make myself more miserable, but I'm also very well aware of that.
Right.
So I can stop myself at that point when I catch it too.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That would be nice to always catch it. I do. I always have. I'm much better now than I used to be, but I still do.
I usually catch it once I've done something really stupid.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to have one good blunder in there before you really realize it. Oh, yeah.
I've become very good at apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I apologize.
I did that.
Now that
yeah.
my fear has settled down a little bit, I see how I reacted to that, and I'm sorry.
Right. I should, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep. I hear you. So, when you're now, when it's happening, it's like I'm detached from myself, and I'm watching it happen. And I'm saying, oh, no, you shouldn't be doing this. This is really bad. You should just stop. You should stop. And sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. But then it's always followed up with, oh, I'm really sorry. That was really bad.
Well, and that's the thing. People need to humble.
Yeah.
Because especially in times like this, things are uncomfortable. In that discomfort, we're going to make decisions or have actions or reactions that we're not necessarily proud of. We're
right.
all human.
Exactly.
So at that point, humble, because that's how you let that go, so that during the next time, because face it, these all come in cycles. We're going to go through this garbage again at some point in life. So if you can humble and you can apologize and you can mend it now, that's less you have to deal with later. So just humble and apologize.
Right.
Everybody's human. None of us are perfect.
Right.
Okay, so Native Earth Lady in the chat room had a quick question. She wants to know, don't you think talking to someone could help one out in this situation?
It depends. It depends.
Okay.
That's my true opinion. And I know that that's like a crappy answer that she didn't want to hear.
It is. I'm going to
tell
you. It
depends
on
the situation. I'm sorry. Well, here's the deal. You know what? It's funny because can I take like 3 minutes to read something?
Yes.
Because it kind of fits
yes.
to this. Okay, because
okay.
I'm going to read you an excerpt from my book. And it's not to promote myself because my book is so far from done that it may never be done. So that's far from what it is. But there's an excerpt in it that actually pertains to this. So it says, enlightenment is a word thrown around too often today. My opinion is that it is misunderstood and much overused. Enlightenment to me is not reading the latest book or memorizing the latest key phrases. Enlightenment in my eyes is the courage to look within ourselves, accept our life's choices, actions without blame, and view them from a perception of growth, acceptance, understanding, and forgiveness, not only for ourselves but of others. To view them from a perception that everything happens for a reason, and within every horror, there is as much positive purpose as there is within every happy miracle. Enlightenment is the discovery of one's path and journey and finding our way to you and to your own spirit. To become enlightened in my eyes does not mean that you have all the answers or that your work here is done. In many ways, I think it's becoming enlightened has made my journey more difficult, because when you have faced the truth that you are who you choose to become, the choices you make are your own regardless of your past. Regardless of those around you who may judge you or attempt to defeat you or belittle you, you may feel pride in yourself, But you also have now unleashed a new truth, a truth that is no longer allows you to make choices that you do not own, or to make mistakes or mistreat others and not be self-responsible for it. You are now in the ownership of your own life. It does not mean that you sit down one day and you envision your life differently and easier and poof, the magic universe produces. It means that you are now solely responsible for your actions and your reactions to life and the people and things that share space with you. This all sounds wonderful on the surface, but it may seem like everything... may seem like something everybody would love to feel, but in truth, it actually creates a world. Hold on, I have to scroll, sorry. It actually creates a world and a life where we can no longer use society's easy outs and judgments to relieve our consequences or guilt or review. I believe in karma, and I live my life based on those choices, based on this belief in the best of my ability. It does not mean that I am some perfect saint, never making mistakes, never being selfish, angry, or greedy. It does mean that when I discover I've done these actions or reactions are not something I am proud of, I am aware of the energy I have put out there, and I will be and should be expecting to learn from it. I cannot blame someone else for my reaction to things. I cannot blame someone else for my words. I, myself, and only me are responsible for the choices of my actions and reactions. That's just the truth. Own it. Absolutely own it. And hold on, I'm scrolling to another part, and my laptop doesn't want to do what I'm telling it to do because it won't do what I'm thinking. It wants to do what I actually hit. So bear with me a second here.
It kind of sounds like a quote I put on Reverend Raven's page today. I'm Reverend Raven, right? I talk to myself as an alter ego.
Okay, here we go. I said, just as you throw a rock into the pond and the ripples are strong and slowly they dissipate, the farther and farther out, seemingly having less effect on the current of the water. But even when the ripples are no longer seen, the currents below, unseen or naked to the eye, are still moving. There is never a moment in time where the water and the energy is exactly the same as the moment just before the rock hit the surface, so nothing in the past can actually be changed. So we just have to take responsibility from it. And then the point of that is that you can't hide from it and say, I didn't do it, I'm going to pretend I didn't do it. Because even if nobody saw you, even if nobody caught you, and even if nobody knows about it, you still sent the energy of whatever has happened out there. So you can only accept that that's exactly what happened and go, okay, you know what, I accept it, and maybe I screwed up, and I accepted it, and you know what, that stuff's going to come kicking back to me, and I'm going to own it. But unfortunately, what people do instead or tend to do instead is go, oh, my God, I'm going to hide this. I'm going to hide this. I'm going to deny it. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to deny it. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to deny it. And then it keeps coming back and kicking them in the butt over and over again, and they can't understand why. Take ownership of every single action and reaction that you have, even when you're stupid. We all do it.
Amen. Because here's a quote from Katharine Hepburn that sums up exactly what you're talking about. We are taught you must blame your father, your sisters, your brothers, the school, the teachers. You can blame anyone, but never blame yourself. It's never your fault, but it's always your fault, because if you wanted to change, you're the one who has got to change. It's as simple as that, isn't it? Right?
It
kind
of is.
It is. You have to take responsibility.
Well, we're not taught things like that. We're not taught things like that. We're not taught to take a lot of self-responsibility, I don't believe. And I also don't believe, and actually, you asked me if I would bring this up while I'm on the air, and I guess this is a good time, is that, you know, some people who know me know that I'm doing this, starting this recovery program. And in it, it teaches people skills on how to rationalize their irrational thoughts. But what ended up happening, and Sandy, I don't even know if I told you this, is I ended up having a meeting with this woman in a high school who happens to be a drug and alcohol counselor. And in our conversation, she said, well, what's your big goal? And I said, truthfully, if I could do anything I wanted with this program, it's to redesign it and take it into junior highs and high schools. Because in doing that, you're teaching the children something that they're not getting now, which is how to reevaluate your choices, how to take responsibility for your choices, how to argue your ego mind, because that's what all these tools that I do in this program do, how to argue your ego mind, and then how to take responsibility when you screwed up. I said, if we could get into the minds of the junior high, you know, and the high schoolers, before they're out in the world being us, trying to figure it out, you know, we wouldn't have as many, you know, the program is designed for addictions. So we wouldn't have as many addiction problems because we've learned things that we haven't been taught before. So that's kind of the big picture of it all, is because people aren't taught that self-responsibility. Unfortunately, a lot of children start out younger with, ooh, if I didn't get caught, then I didn't do it. And they don't understand how all the energy of all this works. No, you have to take self-responsibility even if you don't get caught. You know, you've got to learn how to do this, and you've just got to learn how to make better choices and rationalize them and not blame. And that's a big part of the program. So it's kind of turned into a different direction now that we might be designing something totally different, but that's the purpose of it.
That's a good idea.
It's that's actually a very good
brilliant.
Idea.
I hope so.
It is. It really is brilliant. You know, to teach them, to talk to themselves. Because when you were going through the program to get your is it a license you had to get or whatever, or a certificate?
I'm just certified to work for a specific company right now, but I think I'm actually going to design this. This counselor and I hit it off so well, and she believed in what I was saying so much that she actually is considering working with me to design our own specific program for just that purpose. And this is how the universe works, folks. When you follow what you're supposed to do, because my life events, which we're not going to get into all on the air right now, pushed me in this direction in a way that you would not believe. Like, they kind of threw me there and told me I didn't have a choice. She happened to, at the end of this conversation, I find out, not only is she a counselor at this high school that I was at, she's also the president of the mental health board for the entire county. And she said, if we can do this, I can get us funded.
Yay.
Wow.
So, yes. And it was a total fluke of events. That happened, and I just happened to run into the right person who knew who I was from 2.5 years ago dealing with my son. It's my stepson. That's a long story, too. We'll just go with that. And then who happened to deal with him, and she knew how I was through dealing with him 2.5 years before, so she knew I wasn't a fly-by-night, and the universe just kind of rolled it that I happened to run into this woman, and I had no idea what she was, and she is the president of the mental health board for a very large county. And she said, if we can do this and we can build this thing, I can get us funded. I can get funding approval for it. So it kind of like rolled in from this, I'm going to do these, you know, volunteer meetings once a week, to, holy crap, I might be building the whole foundation. I don't know. So we're kind of waiting to see where it goes. But that's what happens when you follow the universe. I would have never, if you guys would have told me 2 years ago, you're going to start dealing with addiction recovery and addiction counseling, and you're going to start working with younger kids on how to reformat how they think and how to, I would have gone, shut up. I am not. That's ridiculous. I run animal hospitals. That's what I do, because that's what I have done my entire whole adult life. But situationally, and things getting put in front of me, pushed me in this direction.
Can you hear me? Did we lose her? I just lost both of my guests here. Hopefully they'll call back in here in just a second here. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to have Lisa tell you how to reprogram all of the, you know, how to take the time and reprogram your thinking, because it's not too late. Even though they're working with children and stuff like that, lost connection, calling back now. Great. By the way, while they're waiting to call in, I've got to make note of something that happened last night here on Blog Talk Radio when I did my little 30-minute show here. And I'll bring you right back on, Lisa. We had Mary Judd on the show, Raising Vibration Radio, and I made a mistake, and I said something to the fact that she was on TV. Well, actually, she worked for a parent, you know, for a TV medium that was on the show. So I wanted to clarify that she wasn't on there, on the show herself. And she's messaging me right now. She goes, I was filmed for a paranormal investigation. It was not for TV, but it was just a video, which was on YouTube. And she found out the other day, and I put it on her timeline. So she wanted to clear that up. I apologize. It's not her fault. It is totally me, you know, that I put on there that that she was on TV. I misread the thing. It was the person that she was doing some work for that was on TV. Now, with that said, let me go back here and pull Anyway, let me go back and pull Lisa back on here if I can. Lisa, hold on. Here you are. Ta-da! Here you go, Lisa.
Look at even the universe says, shut up, Lisa. You talk too much.
No!
We'll just disconnect your phone call.
I wanted you to share with everybody how they reprogram their thinking, since, you know, we brought that up. I really want to see
there's multiple tools and it's a whole program, but my point that I was trying to make before my phone decided to hang up is what people don't realize is, see how cool all that worked and see how much that rolled. And it just, like, the universe put me in touch with the right person, with the right person, with the right person. And it was incredibly easy. Truthfully, there wasn't a ton of effort for it besides a few phone calls. But, and Sandy, I'm not going to get into details, which you know, but you actually know this for a fact to validate me. It was an incredibly, all you people who are scared, it was an incredibly painful experience that threw me in this direction. Without that incredibly painful experience, I wouldn't have gone here. I would have never touched this. Sometimes it is those really difficult experiences that we have to go through that make us see where we're headed. And that's why I say, don't close your eyes to stuff. Sit within it and say, what do I need to do about this? How do I need to feel about this? What am I feeling? What do I need to change? What would make me better? Start asking yourself those questions. Because if I had not gone through a very difficult and painful period of time, it would not have thrown me here. When it threw me here, how I knew I was going in the right direction is when I would do the work and the studying for this, even with all the anxiety, my core was at peace. That is the time that I would feel the best. So that, to me, was my trigger of, okay, you're doing the right thing. This is what you're meant to do. You need to keep doing it. And so I did it, and I completed it, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do with it, but I knew that I felt good when I did it. I felt purposeful. My core was at peace when I did it. So when I completed it, it took... By the second phone call, I was hooked up with exactly the right person, but there was still a little part of it bothering me. Like, yeah, I want to do this, but I'd really like to take this in another direction because this is the problems that I see. So I went in with this woman, and I didn't have any fear. And when she asked me, what would you like to do with it? Is this what you want to do? I said, well, yeah, I'll do this, but this is what my gut says. And I told her something that was kind of a risk because it went outside the parameters of the norm. But it meant something to me, and it made sense to me, so I took the risk to share that with her. And, I mean, she's a college-educated counselor. I'm not. I'm some girl who had a bad experience and took a class. So, I mean, there's a little bit of an intimidation factor there. And instead, she looked at me and went, that's fabulous, and we're going to work together, and it flowed. So sometimes we have to feel that painful experience or difficult experience, and then sometimes we still have to take a risk. It's about trusting your gut. It's about trusting in yourself. And there are times that we don't do that because, well, we're human and we have, you know, insecurities. Even people who claim that they don't have any, well, just the fact that you have to say that is kind of one, because you're building yourself up a little bit. We all have them. It's about overcoming those right now. That's what this transition period is. It's about overcoming those insecurities, overcoming those fears, and not being afraid any longer to feel what you need to feel, even when it is hard.
Right.
Things will flow when you do it.
Yes, it does. But
I tell people I'm on the air, so they text me.
I know, right? Because I keep getting messages, too. I'm waiting for the phone to ring next or the dogs to start barking really loud. And always when I'm on air, something, you know, guests fall off or something happens, you know, I'm used to it. It's so professional around here. Sandy
okay.
said sorry that she fell off too. She fell off at the same time as you did. She's not calling back in.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't my phone, because I thought I'm on a landline. So I thought, what the heck?
No.
So it wasn't my phone. It must have been a Blog Talk blurb.
I think it was, because it kicked both of you off at the same time, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I was talking. So I made up for a mistake I did last night when I had a guest on, and I put that she was a TV star, and she wasn't. She had worked for a TV star, so my bad. Had to correct that issue.
That's okay. That's okay. Human experience.
Human experience. That's right. I can't wait till you're a TV star, though, so that I can have you on here all the time.
A TV star? What the heck do I want to do that for? That puts on 10 pounds, for God's sake. Good Lord. Not until they get a slimming lens am I going on TV.
I see you on TV, man. I do. I see you on TV.
You're not the first person who said that.
You're going to have your
own
show.
No, you're not the first person who said that. That horrifies me. I better get to the gym.
I have a couple of people that have their hands up. Let's take the first one that's been waiting the longest time and see if they have something they want to add to this conversation.
Okay.
And we're going to go out to California to area code 951. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Nathaniel, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Did you have something you wanted to add to this conversation we're having this evening?
Not really. It's just the same, yeah.
Yeah, you're experiencing the same energy flowage thing going on right now with yourself too?
Yeah. I think it's going to be this this eclipse here happening in a couple days.
I got you. How long have you been experiencing that?
For a while now.
For a while. What have you done to work on it?
Doing yoga and that kind of thing, eating right.
Right. I gotcha. So, is there anything particular that keeps coming back your way that keeps manifesting itself into your energy pool?
Kind of.
What is it?
I'm just about to move and the car and a job, basically. The same things. I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Has that been a repeated cycle for you?
Pardon me?
Has that been a repeated cycle for you?
Yeah.
Has there been anything that's come to mind that maybe they're trying to push you in a different direction as far as work, maybe going back to school or going to learn something new or changing something about what it is you do?
Yeah.
Because I see you going back to school. That's why I ask.
Okay.
Like school is being brought up to me.
Sure, I don't have all the answers.
But they're not saying that. Like, I'm not getting like it's a full time school. I'm getting like some kind of a certification. Like, there's some kind of a certification that you can get, almost like in a trade school type thing. Are you a hands on person?
Yeah.
Are you like a hands on mechanically inclined person? Because I'm getting like some kind of certification for some kind of trade school or something that would really make a huge difference for you. Excuse me, it wouldn't be as expensive as you think it is. There'd be help in order to do that, but it's some kind of a certification that you could get within a 6 to 12 month period.
Okay. It'd be like welding or something like that, or?
Yeah, it's got something to do with your hands. Like, I can't really tell what it is, but it's got something to do with your hands. You know, like, yes, you're working with hands. So if welding is of interest to you, then, yeah, check out to see if there's some kind of a licensing or certification that you can get over a short period of time, because I feel like it would only take you 6 to 12 months to get it, and it would, like, boost you up the track as far as working goes. But I see you working with your hands physically.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks for all that.
You're welcome.
All right.
Good luck.
All right, Nathaniel. Thank you. Let's see. My friend Tammy up in Virginia has raised her hand. Let's see what's going on with her. Let's go. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, Sandy. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I am very good. Oh, my gosh.
Where
my
in Virginia
energy
are you?
Bottomed out tonight, and I put this show on when I walked in the door, and it's been fabulous. And I absolutely love what you read out of your book. It's my highest hope that that book finds its way to completion and gets circulated.
Oh, you're so funny. Thank you. And it's been my highest hope for about the last 8 years. And I struggle with it, but I'm trying. I'm farther than I've ever been. So that's how I try and look at it versus going, it's not done. I'm farther with it than I've ever been.
Was... absolutely the most beautiful, true, like, I wish it would be on billboards. You know,
aww,
like, I wish
you.
Just every single human being would read that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And way to go in the recovery movement and changing, you know, the experience that young people have while in school, while they're young. You know, I think there's much that should be taught in schools that are not, like, they don't even know how to balance a checkbook when they get out of high school, let alone dealing
with
their emotions.
I have discovered that.
And sitting with uncomfortable feelings. And speaking about that, so that's what piqued my interest. You know, that I chimed in a few minutes late. You guys were already on a roll. But the sitting with uncomfortableness, I've had to do that, you know, in the past several months. And, you know, in time I've gotten better at sitting with it, you know, and not avoiding it so much. And much like you said at the beginning of the show, like just sucking it up because it's going to keep showing up. It's
yes.
Like, okay.
Until you face
I really
so,
don't
right.
feel like this dragging on for forever. Might as well just suck it up. But, you know, that this 9-year thing, too, I just think that it's so important, you know, for people to seize the opportunity to just sit with whatever it is and then release it, right?
Yes.
So we can move forward, and it's just so much more freeing. And it just kept making me think about the best thing that I've come up with is, like, you know, just, you know, when the universe is conspiring to support you, it's like swimming downstream, right? You know, but
absolutely,
as soon
and
as
that's
we
why
start
I brought up that example
in
and talked
different
to that lady.
Direction,
right.
What's that?
That's why I brought up when I talked to that lady. There was an effort
yeah.
into that. It just flowed, and it was just like they went, here, let's just throw her right here where she's supposed to be. And there was no effort, and it just happened.
And it's also, right, wouldn't you, like, it's also really, really important to truly be open and like, not have a boxed idea about what is, you know what I mean? Like, not limit
exactly.
how things
That's
can
why
come
I
to
said,
you or what your experiences can be. But
I
know
3 years ago, you would have told me
that
this
happened?
Was where I was going.
What?
Go ahead. I said, if 3 years ago you would have told me that right now this program that I'm looking into building was what I was going to be doing, I would have been like, shut up. I have
oh,
never
I know,
even
right?
read
God
about this
is.
Topic.
I just think it's amazing. I've loved the show tonight, and I cannot even tell you. Raise Your Vibration Radio has totally raised my vibration tonight. I thought I was going to crawl through the door and go to bed. And I'm like all jacked up now. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And
you're welcome.
I would like to hear more, a little bit more, because I think I don't know if it's because I missed or what, but getting back to the flux of energy right now and when it's going, like what we, more about what we should expect in the next coming year as far as that and working through these things and then letting go and moving on to other things.
Well, if you've done your work in the first quarter, which was the most difficult, the second quarter should ease a bit. And then the second half of the year, if you've done your work and you've seen where you're supposed to go, you should be starting to feel like you know the direction that you're heading next. And kind of where those things are going to take you should be the second half of the year. But again, the people who stuck their head in the sand and said, I don't want to look, aren't going to be kind of in the same place. It is a
yeah.
matter of work. But the first quarter is the worst. Second quarter is going to ease up, but it's going to come in waves. And it also
yeah.
depends on how much work you did. Because, you know, if you only acknowledge the parts that you wanted to see Well, what you've left is some baggage that you're still dragging, and they want you to drop it. So they're going to keep bringing up things that are going to make you drop that baggage. And hopefully if all that work is done, then in the second half of the year, you should start to see things start to flow and go, okay. Because, like, even right now, people might say, well, Lisa's already did. No, Lisa's already didn't. Lisa's been shown where she's headed, yes, because she's talked to this lady. But I don't know what that's going to take me to. Where is that going to take me? Am I going to develop a program? Am I not? You know, I don't know where it's going yet.
You're just
it's
really
just
open
pushing me
to
down
it
the
and
path.
Receiving
yes.
it and getting the guidance,
yes.
right? That's how I feel
but
right now in my
ago,
life. I feel like lots of new
ago,
things are happening, and I'm letting it unfold.
3 years ago, even a year and a half ago, if you would have said, Lisa, you're going to develop this program with this woman and you're going to be working in the schools with kids, I'd be like, I am not. I had never even read one word on this topic. That is a true story. And
awesome.
Life put me in a situation which I still hadn't read it because there was no reason. But what happened is this situation caused an incredibly painful event in my life. And when that event came and I was shattered and broken, and those who know me well know I was really at the bottom of the barrel, shattered and broken. And I didn't know how the hell I was going to climb out of that hole. And I stayed there for a little while. And then I finally said, okay, Lisa, what do you need to do in order to live with this situation? What do you need to do so that you can look back on this painful situation and be proud that you made a difference with it? And that's when things started to flow. That's when I went, you know what, this is a good idea. And phone calls and people got presented, and then I got put in, I found this program that I get certified for, and it just kind of started rolling. But here's the thing, I could have stayed in the bottom of the pit, and I probably stayed there too long, okay? But I could have continued staying down there and going, I'm just going to sit here and feel sorry for myself, and I can't believe that the universe did this to me. I'm a nice person, and now I'm in this horrible situation, and I'm painfully, you know, crying, and I could have stayed there as long as I wanted to. But there came a point when I went, okay, Lisa, you don't like this. This isn't you to stay in the bottom of the hole. So what do you need to get out? And when I get out, what do I need? Here's the key, guys, the question. What do I need to get out of this hole and feel proud of myself when I reach the top? To just feel better isn't always the answer. That's not always what pushes at our path. People say, I want to be proud of myself. I want to accomplish things. I want to do something with my life, and I want to do all these things. But very rarely do people actually just get honest with themselves and say, what will make me proud of me? How will I be able to look back on this situation? Because in this painful situation, I made plenty of mistakes, I promise you, and plenty of regret was built up in that. So with that, you've got to ask yourself, when I climb out of the hole from this mistake, when I can finally see the light again, because I get out of the hole far enough that the light's starting to come, what will I be doing in order to feel proud of myself? Because that is the only way I can release the regret, is to do something with this experience that makes me proud. And that's what people don't do. They would rather go, well, oh, not they, not everybody. I get it. No nasty emails. By climbing out and just going, oh, phew, that's over with. Okay, it is. You're right. You're right. It's over with, and I'm glad that you feel better. But you're going to keep carrying the regret of it because you didn't do anything to technically correct it. Because it was trying to push you somewhere, and you didn't really do all of those steps of work. Because in order for me to be able to decide that I wanted to do this, I had to look at the situation that was so painful, okay, and other people were involved in it, but I had to look at my part in it and go, okay, where did I make my mistakes? How did I see this? What could I have done differently? What caused this problem? And is there a way to fix it? Is there a way to make a difference for somebody else and for the future of myself and others because of it? And in doing those questions and being honest about where I needed to be proud of myself is what pushed me where I needed to go. But see where the hard part is in that? What did I do? What do I have to take ownership of?
What's our side
and
of the
that's
street?
What
was
scares
our
people.
Part in it?
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
And, you know, also, when you start seeing the light, I've worked with a lot of people and in recovery programs. And I'm telling you, when you finally just, like, when you can just start seeing the light, you know, like when you can pull the blankets off of your head and crawl out of the bed, because it hits all of us at some point, right?
Exactly.
But when you can do that, if you, no matter how miserable you feel, if you can get out of yourself and into others, that's where the magic starts happening. That's where your vibration changes, and it just, it's really neat.
Well, and that's how it started, was it started out actually as dealing with people with addictions. But as I was learning and as I was discovering these things and applying it in my own life, and I mean, I have addictions, but not the addictions people think of, you know, I was going, you know what? These basic tools, these rethinking tools, these tools that help you to make rational thoughts out of irrational thoughts, this isn't just an addict problem. This is every single person on every single day. Yes, this is like we have a brain problem and we need to change how it thinks. So that's what made me go, okay, you know what? This can be applied way more than just in the addiction area. This can be applied to life skills, which then made me go, okay, now we're screwed up adults, reality, right? We're screwed up adults and we're trying to figure it out. How do we stop people from being as screwed up adults? And that's how it kind of rolled, is I want to go into the high schools. And then in talking to a lady at the high school, I said, I'd even like to go in the junior high. And she said, I agree with you, because that's when think about it. Remember junior high? Hormones are crazy. Everybody's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Everything's going on. Everybody's angry. You know, there's all these fluctuating things. And I'm like, I'd even like to get into them in the junior high and have them see how their choices and their actions and their reactions are causing them difficulty, because it teaches, this program teaches you how to rationalize things. And that's how it all kind of just flowed. It just worked, because
awesome.
Every single person on the planet needs to know how to do it. So we're all discovering another way to do it, and this isn't the only way to do it, but my point in it is that it's the fear that everybody has of looking at their own choices and looking at how they're viewing things, because it is more comfortable to say it's your fault.
Oh, of course.
You know, or it's so-and-so's fault.
But it's
so
much more empowering.
If so-and-so wouldn't have said that.
When you get to the point where you own your part and you move forward and you make different choices, and then you can empower other people. And
yes.
And again, there's where the magic is. There's where the spiritual growth happens all over the world, you know, because once you get any of that, you want to share it, just like you are, just like, right? You know, it's like,
and it's
just fabulous. And then, you know, we evolve, which, yay us. Are you going to post what you read? Is there any way I can convince you to do that? I would love to share it with my children.
Are you on Facebook?
I am.
Yes.
I'm one of Sandra D's
friends. If you find me on, I'm Spiritually Guided Truths on Facebook, I will message it to you. I'll copy and paste
it. Oh, my gosh.
For
Thank you so much, Lisa. Spiritually Guided Truths. I'm writing it down now. And Sandy, get me off the air, please. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
All right. So I got another person raised their hand while we were talking just now. Are you open to taking another phone call?
Sure.
All right. Let's do it right here. Area code 856. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi. Hey, Laura, how you doing?
Hi, Laura.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So,
do you have a question?
I have a question, yes. There are some changes going on at work, and I'm wondering if you see any impacts coming my way based on those changes.
Well, as you started to ask it, I see a boss. And do you have, like, a boss that sits in a big office? And I mean, I almost feel like he overviews people, like maybe from a window or in some way kind of overviews people.
Well, we've got several positions being filled within the next month or two.
Well, I see kind of a heavy-set guy who sits in an office with some kind of a big window. I'm just getting, like, a big window around him. And I almost feel like he's in there paper crunching and moving things around and still making decisions. And I guess that what that makes me feel like is that, yes, there's going to be some changes, but they're not all there yet. They haven't made the changes, because I feel like the changes are going to be more than just people. It's going to be some big there's going to be, like, some significant structural changes as well, like how the hierarchy works kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, well,
I don't know what you do, but
we are losing one of our higher ups is moving on. So it's everything is shifting. There's a whole bunch of different roles taking place.
Okay, so that makes sense then. Okay.
Well, I'm a contractor, but one of the projects that I'm working on, I'm afraid it might be put on hold because the person who's in charge of it is also moving on to a different
It's only
going to
be temporary, though.
You think it'll be temporary?
I'm hearing a temporary standstill. But I don't feel like it's going to last very long, and I see 2 to 3, and I don't know if that's 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months. But it's a temporary standstill.
Are you picking up anything about my female manager? If she has any say in what happens with that project?
The only person I see around it when you ask is a heavy-set man with dark hair.
Okay.
Do you have any idea who that is? Because it's almost clear.
No,
so either he's
really.
There, and he's either there now, or he's going to be coming in, like they're hiring him in to help restructure this. Because I really feel like there's a big restructuring. But it's a heavy set guy with brown hair.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that is, but it might be one of the people that are coming in. And I just wondered if that meant that I was going to be, my contract was going to be cut short or if I was going to end up getting extended.
No, but it's going to be, I think it'll be rewritten.
Rewritten. Okay.
There's going to be changes. Because I see this guy like hunched over a desk with like all these papers and he's actually quite like appearing like quite stressed out. Like he's really just trying to figure it out. He's not just crunching numbers, but he's actually like redrawing a flow chart of how things are going to go.
Yeah,
and I'm going to stick with the heavyset guy with brown hair because it's very clear.
You're not getting a name or anything or any initials?
I am horrible with names. Unless they actually, like, practically scream them at me, I am horrible with names.
Mm. Okay.
I do get them on occasion, but I don't ever brag about names because I'm just not great with them.
Well, my manager today mentioned in a meeting today, and she said, I'm the person that has been working the most closely with this manager that's moving on with this project. And she kind of made it sound like, don't think you're going to be managing this. You know, kind of like that. So.
Well, I don't want to say this, but when you first asked me about her, I kind of felt like she was going to get fired. But so I could be wrong. She may just have an attitude problem because I didn't want to say it, but I kind of felt like she's not going to be there as long as she thinks she is.
Well,
is she kind of a wench?
Not, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, is she kind of a wench? Because I totally get that she's not a nice person. Like, she
no,
totally has a
not.
Chip on her shoulder. But I feel like it's because she's a woman who's worked in a man's world for so long that she's felt like she's had to take on, like, this tough guy role kind of thing. And it's actually changed her. Like, I don't feel like she was always like that, but that it's actually changed her, and she's having a big ego bruising in the moment.
Well, she's really nice and bubbly and cheerful to your face, but behind the back, she's completely different.
Yeah, I don't know that this is 100%, but when you first asked about her, I instantly felt like she was probably not going to be there very long.
Yeah, it's almost like she was gleeful over the fact that this project was going to be put on hold now because the guy is moving on.
Well, like I said, I do feel like it's a temporary thing. I think it's a temporary standstill, and I did see 2 to 3, but I don't know if that's 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Just keep your head up and keep your integrity through all this. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm working on
that.
Be
proud of yourself when you go home every day, regardless of how everybody else behaves and how everybody else is reacting to this. Go in there, keep your integrity, and be proud of who you are every single day when you go home. Because what happens after these storms is that's who the people remember. They're not going to remember.
Okay.
When these storms happen in companies and things like this, and I used to work in corporate many years ago, when these storms happen and when everybody thinks that their screaming and yelling is going to save them, it very well may temporarily, but later on, again, that's an energy that you put out that's going to stick to you. So when they're later on and things have settled and they're trying to decide who to promote and who to do this with and who to do that with, you know, and make these choices for people who are going to be examples for others, are they going to pick
yes.
the person who made the waves? They're not, because they don't want the wave maker. So just hold on to your integrity and stay calm through all this and you'll be okay.
Okay. Okay, I can do that. Thank you so much. That's a good piece
You're
of
welcome.
Advice. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Laura, for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
You too, hon.
Bye.
Before your friend made you take her off the air, I was going to tell her, does she garden? Do you know?
Oh, I can put her back on air. You can ask yourself. Hold on a second.
Oh, that should be cursing.
Okay. There, Tammy.
Yes.
Tammy.
And yes,
garden.
I do garden.
Okay, because what I wanted to say to you before you hung up was, as you were talking about the anxieties and sitting within the discomfort, I was seeing you planting flowers and digging in the dirt, and, like, you need to be outside.
I call it dirt therapy.
There you go. Okay. Because that's what I was going to tell you, but then you hung up, and I didn't want to say anything. But, yeah, they were showing, like, that's going to be your saving grace. And do you ever bury crystals in your dirt?
No, I don't put any crystals in my dirt. Should I be?
Because I see you putting like different types of quartzes and things down in the dirt as you bury, like as you plant, like get those out of your garden and get all those vibrations going.
Different things. A lot of times I bury intentions. You think
kind of like rose quartz, clear quartz, citrine,
okay.
like you know, small tumbled or rough stones. Like just kind of periodically
yeah.
as you're out there digging around in the dirt to put all those in there. Because do you have a flower bed that like literally lines the back of your house?
No, but there's getting ready to be flowers galore around my house.
Do they line the house?
It's literally going to be 30 degrees tonight.
I understand, but here's my question. Do they literally line your house? Like they're literally up against your house?
I just moved here. I'll be planting them.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing is like you planting these crystals within the dirt, but it's right up against your house, almost like you put a vibrational barrier, but it's very specific to the back of the house in particular.
Okay, thank you. Yay.
You're welcome.
I never
noted.
Heard it.
I'm actually messaging you right now. I was very serious.
What, Sandy?
This has been a wonderful show.
Thank you. We're supposed to bury crystals up against our house?
She is. That's what they told me. And that didn't hurt, but they were very specific to her. That's why I had her come back on the air, even though she wanted to get off.
Yeah, I'm really, really crazy about
you're crazy.
The energy in my home and around my home and what's allowed to come here. So that totally sounds like something I would do, and I'm probably just being prompted by spirit to, you know, to be doing that because that totally sounds like me. But I hadn't thought of it yet.
Well,
okay.
They're letting you know.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Tell them I'm listening.
On hold.
Okay.
All righty. Kathy from the chat room, Native Earth Lady, has called in. So we're going to pop on her real quick here. Hello, Kathy. Are you there?
Is she with us?
Hello?
I thought she was. Hi. Is Kathy?
No, this is Regina.
Regina, I actually picked up on the wrong line, but go ahead. Regina, you had a comment or you got to ask a question?
Just asked a question. I am looking for work and everything, and I've been getting some interviews here and there, but I want to see something that would actually stick for me.
Do you work in, like, home interior or horticulture, like home interior kind of stuff? What do you do?
Well, I was in the health field, and then my creative work is more makeup. Thank you.
Okay, because I was seeing you, like, going into homes and making it a prettier, calmer, nicer area. So that's why I asked if it was home interior or not. Like, you go into homes and you change the feeling, the look, the feeling, and the things of homes.
Ooh.
So maybe that's because you did home health care, but yeah, see, no, I don't, I'm going to argue with myself on that one. Cause have you ever been interested in like interior decorating, helping people change things around, helping people get a new look? Are you incredibly organized?
Yes, I am. I'm into, but I know I need to take a class for it, but like image consulting, fashion styling, kind of like a makeover thing.
But that's for, like, people, like, for their hair and their – like, you can come over to
yeah.
my house and do that anytime you want. But I'm feeling like it has more to do with, like, a household.
Oh.
Like, maybe you do it on the side. Like, you know those people that come in and, like, help organize your whole house? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
people who
mm-hmm.
are, like, clutter bugs like me want somebody else to do it. So they hire people. That, like, something like that, where you, like, go in and you make the energy and the appearance of a home better.
Wow. I never thought of that. Never.
Well, obviously they have, because I'm really surprised that you didn't tell me that that's what you did. It was really specific. Like, and I couldn't, you know, is it organization? Is it home interior? It was something about beautifying the inside of a home and making the energy of it clearer, better, more comfortable.
Never crossed my mind. Never.
Well, trust me, counseling never crossed my mind either, but that's where I'm stuck to. Just the way it works.
I know, right?
At least go to bed thinking about it, because it was really specific. So maybe even, you know, kind of before you go to sleep tonight, talk to them about what I said, and they may tell you I'm full of crap. Or just ask them, if she's not full of crap, how do I guide towards here? And then follow over the next couple days or next couple weeks little clues. You know, thoughts that
okay.
you have, or people who you come in contact with, things like that, to see where it's kind of pushing you towards. Because I'm teasing about being full of crap, because I'm actually feeling pretty confident about it. But just kind of ask them and then follow your clues. Let them know that you're open to whatever it is that's best for you, for your highest good, and then kind of just follow your little clues. Because just like what happened to me too is that I started running into new people that I was meeting that by chance happened to be in this field. You know what I mean? Like, and it was just like, oh, really? I almost wanted to walk up to new people that I really got along with and go, so, let me guess, you know, because it was just the
right.
way it was. So ask them to kind of bring those things forward and let them know that you're open to it, and then kind of watch what happens over the next few weeks. But be open to it and be conscious of it. Here's the big key to this, you guys. There's no such thing as a stinking coincidence. That's what happens, is people start to have things happen, and they go, oh, no, that must have just been a coincidence. No. You know, we all ask, universe, please give us these clues. Universe, please help us. And then all these things come in front of us, and you're like, oh, that was a weird coincidence. It was not. It was what you asked for. We're trying to throw it in your face, and you're writing it off. So just pay attention to who you run into, things that you run into, things that catch your eye. You know, it could be a billboard. It could be a truck that drives by you that happens to be on the topic that you're thinking of. It could be a new person that you meet. You know, just be open to it. And just when you go to bed tonight, talk to them a little bit. Let them know you're open to it, and then watch how the flow happens. But I think you'll be working in people's homes.
And it's more of like an entrepreneurial thing.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, yeah.
I know, people get that for me.
Are you kind of stubborn? Because when you said that, and I said kind of, yeah, I heard, well, she's kind of, like, stubborn to work for other people. So are you incredibly independent and, like, you don't do well in a situation where you have, like, a supervisor or a manager this is not an arrogant comment, but it is the way it is, who isn't as smart or as good as you at something, so you get very easily annoyed by them?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of why they're pushing you in that direction. Like, your personality is kind of like, you know what, I'm better off doing this stuff myself.
Right,
and
I get bored really quick if I'm doing my
Yeah, and see, you can create your – if you can do this in an entrepreneurial thing, you create your own destiny. You're not relying on somebody else, you know, in somebody else's diagram of what they're supposed to do. So I totally feel it, and they're saying that you're kind of stubborn that way. Like, you don't like to get lockjawed with somebody. Go yes. for it. Go for it.
Okay.
And it's
well,
really as simple as doing a heartfelt prayer and being open to it and letting them know it and then trusting what's coming in front of you and not writing it off as a coincidence.
Okay. This is new. This is another.
Yay. Yeah. Well, nobody wants to hear the same crap like over and over again.
No, but I would take that, and like you said, I would be open to it because, you know, some people say focus on what you really, really want, and I think the universe is, like you said, trying to push me to be more entrepreneur than anything of, like, just really doing your own business. You know,
well, and Christina in the chat room, Voice Spirit, happens to be a very good friend of mine, and she's saying tell her to look into the feng shui thing too.
See, and I was thinking of that too. When you were saying about organization, you know, going to the home, make it feel better, I was like, is she thinking about feng shui? That's exactly
well,
what
you
I was
can come to,
I
you
was
come
not
to
thinking about feng
first.
Shui because I know nothing about feng shui, but Christina obviously does. And she, Christina is one of my best friends in the whole planet. And so when she typed that in there, I take her word. Christina is one of my, I have a little group of people that when I'm having freak out time and I can't think because I'm being stupid, because getting guidance for me and getting guidance for you is not the same thing. Getting guidance for me is a joke. So Christina is one of my people that I call and say, okay, I'm mental now, so I need you to listen. And I kind of like puke everything out at her, and then she guides me. So she's saying to advise you to look into feng shui.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Well, thanks
right.
for calling
well, thank
in.
All right. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for calling in, hon.
Nice to meet you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Wow, I hope she does that because she can come start at my house first, right? Because you know how
yeah,
unorganized
I was thinking the organizational thing. I'm talking about the organizational thing, and I'm looking at the top of my hutch going, dang, I hope she lives close.
Yeah,
right? Because this is just a sad, sad thing.
We're going to get Kathy on here next, but I'm just
okay.
going to just briefly tell everybody, this is unusual for me to be on here on Blog Talk. I only usually do about 30 minutes over here on Monday night. Most of the time I do my shows over on my own website, www.raisingvibrationradio.com, every Monday night, and it is powered by Intuit Talks, and that is one, you know, one of the people that helps me out. So I wanted to mention that. So if you haven't been to intuitalks.com, you owe it to yourself. It's a spiritual community where you can hook up with like-minded people. And several of them are in the chat room tonight, like Roger and Kathy, you know, and Reverend Sherry, beautiful lady. You know, it's nice to hook up with people that you can connect with and communicate with and get to know each other. So do check that out, and tell everybody what your website is so they can get in touch with you.
If anybody would like a private reading, I do 30 and 60 minute readings. If you would like a private reading, you can go to spirituallyguidedtruths.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Spiritually Guided Truths. I do private intuitive mediumship readings, but I also do different types of classes. I teach different types of meditations. I do past life regression meditations that helps people release stuff. There's a whole list of things on there. And if there's something that isn't on there that you're interested in, you could certainly hit the contact me page and I will let you know if it's something that I can work out for you. And I can do those things over the phone. That's what kind of surprises people. I am in southeastern Wisconsin and I'm on the northern Illinois border. So if you're in that area, certainly I could meet you in person, but I can do 90% of what I do over the phone. Energy is energy, everybody.
Yes,
it doesn't
it
matter where it's at. So if any of those things are of interest, you can reach me on my website. Feel free to hit the contact me page if you have any questions, and I'll be happy to help out.
All righty. So let's go bring Kathy on, Native Earth Lady here. Sorry that I didn't get you the first time around, Kathy. You know how I am about that stuff.
That's all right. No, thank you. How are you, love?
Great. So you have a question that you wanted to ask Miss Lisa here, huh?
Yes. I'm all over the place. I've got to focus on one thing I've got to concentrate on doing. I'm not sure which one it is.
You know what? I have to ask you something before you tell me too much because it came up right away. Are you into, like, Native American stuff, Native American medicine, Native American beliefs, Native American rituals, Native American, like, there's a lot of Native American coming up.
Yeah, I am trying more and more of that. Wicca.
Yeah. Because all that kind of different is coming, not different, meaning I don't know it. Just because I don't know it doesn't make it different, but to me it does. That's really coming up around you, but it's really focused around the whole Native American theme.
It is, eh? Okay. So I should focus there first, for sure.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm getting around you the minute you started talking.
Okay. Great. I appreciate that. That's, you know, what I needed to hear.
Oh, well, yay. That's my job.
Well,
that was my job to know that before you told me. So I'm glad it's what you needed to hear.
You're good.
Every now and then I hit on it and I'm happy.
Is there anything else you can tell me?
Well, it's kind of funny because it's kind of, I mean, yes, it's around the Native American, but it's kind of Native American medicine.
Okay.
So do you work in, like, the healing aspects of all of this stuff?
I do use some of my mother's old ways.
Okay, because
you know.
Yeah, it's specifically around medicine. Like, you kind of need to focus around the Native American medicine. Like, I feel like there's a lot of little pieces of your life that you can actually change the energy of and change the directions of through Native American medicine. Here's the problem. You can't ask me anything about Native American medicine because I know nothing. I know nothing.
Okay.
This is just what we're picking up around you. But, like, I almost feel like there's some little shards, and that's what I want to call them, is little shards, little broken pieces of shards about your life that they don't really bother you, but they're kind of annoying. They're just kind of hanging out there, and you get poked by them every now and then. And I almost feel like you can clear up a lot of those little pieces somehow through using the Native American medicine beliefs.
Okay. Sounds great. And you're right. There is a lot of little things that poke at me.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're horrible. I don't feel like every day you wake up and go, oh, my God, this is awful.
No.
I feel like little events happen and you're like, ouch, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, and it's just little annoying little pinpricks about little stuff. It's not like a big gash.
Right, exactly. It's just little things that creep up.
Yes, and I feel like something about Native American medicine, if there's anybody in the chat room that knows anything about Native American medicine or can guide her, please do because I know nothing. But there's something about the techniques or the methods or whatever that they use that I almost feel like it would be like a shot back sucking up a lot of these little shards that poke at you.
Okay, great. That'll help me a lot. I appreciate that. Okay.
No problem.
Thank
you. That's what
you.
I'm here for. You're welcome.
I know. Have a good night, ladies. I'm going to go back to
you. Too. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Okay, so we have about 2 minutes and 38 seconds. I still have another person with their hand up. Do you want me to take the call, or do you want to just go ahead and end
the
show?
I'll go as fast as I can. That's up to you, sweetheart. You're the host. I'm just here to be your servant.
Oh, I don't care. If you guys want to listen, it's going to cut off here in 2 minutes. You have to call in at the 347-934-0971, because when it goes into overtime, there's no more internet listening at all. So I can post that number real quick for you before I take this phone call if you want to hear the rest. And here it is. I think it is. There it is. There's the number if you want to call in and listen. But I'm going to go ahead and take area code 504. Hello. Hi. Who's
thank
this?
Thank you. My name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I just kind of interviewed for a job. I wasn't sure if I wanted it at first, and I'm a freelancer, and I work for different companies, like as a sales vendor,
okay.
Things like that.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Right away, and I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt, but I like it when I don't have as much information and I pick up something because then, you know, people believe me.
Great.
Because they don't always. I feel like as soon as you said you interviewed for a job, it's kind of a poopy job. Like, it's really far from what you're looking for. But there's going to be contacts within that work that are going to take you to more jobs. So, yeah, it's kind of a poopy job that you're not thrilled about, but there's a purpose for it because I feel like there's going to be people that you meet within that, especially a woman and specifically, that's going to help guide you to bigger, better things.
Wow. okay. Yeah, I didn't really want it. But I'm like, I'm stupid not to take it, but then I hate to lose the rest of my little guys for one big guy, because if it doesn't work out, you're kind
I feel like it's kind of like a poopy job. Like, you're not going to like it. I mean, it's not like it's going to be horrific and you're going to cry every day or anything, but it's kind of going to be like, oh, God, I don't want to do this. But there's going to be, and I feel like a woman specifically, and I even want to be specific on this, and I'm not usually that she's blonde. For whatever reason, I'm getting hair color tonight. But it is a blonde woman, and you're going to end up, like, she's going to help guide you to some other work.
Wow. The lady that interviewed me is kind of blonde. I mean, but it's like blonde.
Short, like shorter hair? Oh, yeah,
no,
there you go. But short. No, this is a short hair. This is a very – and I don't usually get this detailed unless I, like, really see it.
She's
taller, she's thin, and she has short blonde hair.
Okay. I'll be looking out for her, but okay.
Yeah, don't go
tackle
her in the parking lot or anything. If it's meant to be, she'll come find you.
Yeah,
but,
I know. I really don't even – I want to move past all what I'm doing anyway into more healing and writing, and I just don't know how to get to from where I am to there without, you know, being able to pay my rent and everything.
I mean, do you do something that has to do with, like, design or construction projects or something like that?
My boyfriend does that, and we kind of thought about that. Because
I'm kind of, like, getting that kind of a field or an area is going to be the bread and butter of life for you right now.
Okay. That doesn't make me happy, but I understand.
Well, but you got to remember, it could just be a stepping stone. That's
true.
Why they're bringing up that this is, you know, this job might be kind of poopy, but it's going to lead somewhere else. It might just be a stepping stone.
True.
But I'm
wow.
kind of like getting construction-y kind of, like construction-y organization, design, you know, things like that. Like I want to see, like pillars and I don't know construction terminology, you know, like the big metal beams that go across the basement, you know, like so construction-y type of
wow.
things. And like some kind of building or designing or something.
Wow.
And I wish
okay.
I knew the terminology better to help you, but I don't. I'm just trying to like tell you what I see.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
You really zeroed in on that. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Well, thanks for calling me in.
That's why
you.
Sandy keeps me.
Yeah, she's beautiful and amazing, and I love her, so.
Okay.
I'm her radio servant.
Yeah, she's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
One more person raised their hand.
All right, but this will be the last one because I really have somewhere I have to take care of, or something I have to take care of, but I'll be happy to take one more.
So
they're going to take
the time
to call in. I'll be happy to ask them.
Okay, so this is an unknown caller, and I'm going to go in here and say hello.
Hello,
Baby
how
Skype.
Are you?
Hi.
Yes. I was wondering if I could ask can I ask a mediumship question about connecting with someone's spirit?
Not on the air.
Okay.
I mean, you could ask me a question about how to do it, but as a last caller that I'm going to grab real quick, there's more involved in it than that.
Okay. Can I ask you where you see a psychic question that you get? Can I ask you where you see my relationship going, I guess, in the next 3 to 6 months?
I'm going to guess, based on what I just saw, and I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at what I saw. I'm going to guess that based on what I saw, and I'll tell you what it is, that it's not going to go nearly as fast as you're wanting it to. Are you wanting things to progress a little bit more? Because you know what they showed me? The Flintstones. You know, like the car that the Flintstones had where they had to use their feet?
Yeah.
And push the rock car, and it didn't go that fast?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw. You asked me that question. So that kind of makes me feel like it's not going to move as quickly as you're hoping for.
Got it. Well, that's
is that what you're hoping for? Is like progression?
Yeah.
Huh?
I said that's an analogy I can relate to.
It is? Okay,
yeah,
good, because it made me laugh.
Yeah. So if it's not going to go as quickly, is it going to go in the right direction?
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything for that, but my gut doesn't turn when you ask me that. So I'm going to say it's kind of heading where it's supposed to be, yes. But it's just not nearly as fast as what you want it to.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So I know I'm your last caller. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You have a wonderful evening.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay. You know, I didn't know this was going to turn into us taking calls for reading. I invited people to call in and share their energy that they were having going on with them.
I don't
okay.
mind. I don't mind doing reading stuff on the air, but mediumship, unless they're really powerful and they want to pop themselves in to do that on the air, it isn't always possible for me. I know that people do it. That's fine. But when I'm doing quickies like that, if I'm not tuned up and, you know, really focused mm-hmm. on that's what I know I'm going to be doing, then I don't always pull it in, especially last caller real quick like that.
Right.
Every now
I
and
gotcha.
Then I get that relative that starts screaming. But
well, actually, though, I really the show, you know, was beautiful. The fact that we did get to talk about this energy and how long did we say it was going to go on for? Like a couple more weeks? Do you think it'll be changing around the new moon, or is it going to be June, like you said?
Well, I think it's just going to gradually get milder
mm-hmm.
until the end of June, but it's as long as we are actually doing the work. If we're going to sit in the recliner and go, ooh, I can't wait till this energy is over, well, it's not going to be.
It's not going to be.
Do the
okay.
work. Do the work. See what you're supposed to see, take ownership of what you're supposed to take ownership, and then let go. Throw your life through the colander.
Mm-hmm.
And only keep what's left. But you've got to take the time to do that. And that's, you know, that can be the, I don't want to say mistake because I don't necessarily believe in mistakes, but in my views, that would be a mistake.
Right.
Because you're just going to keep reliving the garbage.
No sitting on the recliner watching Sex in the City and ignoring what's going on with you, right?
Correct. Do the work and get in the discomfort and figure out why it's there.
Okay. All right. So do you have any finishing last words you'd like to share with our listeners? Because we still have quite a bit of
listeners on here. I would just like to say thank you and tell everybody good luck because this is a difficult period, but know that you are not alone. Do the work, let it go, forgive yourself, and move forward.
And when are you going to be doing another show? I know you have a show here on Blog Talk Radio.
I have kind of niched it temporarily because I
okay.
just have not had time with everything going on. Knock on wood, in the next few weeks, I will go back up into it. I'm actually venturing into checking out another technique that I may be adding to the program. But I have to go, it's something new that I learned about, and I don't want to discuss it yet because I don't promote things that I haven't experienced.
Okay.
So I will be having an experience with a new technique in the next few weeks, and after I've had that experience and I have my own personal view of it, I'll
uh-huh.
move with that.
Okay.
So that'll
now
be a surprise, but I'll make it publicly known.
I have a personal question to ask.
Okay.
Did you go out and have fun Saturday night?
I did for a little while. It was interesting. And I ended up being very tired. And I came home. And it was
uh-huh.
funny because I was just like, I'm going home. Forget it. And it ended up that I had I ended up with an incredibly important phone call that night. And
oh, wow.
and I think that they're listening, so they'll know. But it was a phone call that I was meant to have. And it was kind
uh-huh.
of intense. But it was with a friend that means a lot to me. And
mm-hmm.
I was home for a reason. I know that. And then I was also able to wake up Sunday morning, and Sunday morning I got another unexpected phone call from somebody else that was incredibly delightful
uh-huh.
and has switched some things in my life into a different direction. So, yes, I went out, but I only went out for a little while, and for whatever reason I became so tired that I just came home. But, again, everything happens for a reason. I came
well,
home.
Yeah,
I was exhausted. Yes, and I took a phone call that ended up making a difference for a friend. And then in
aww.
The morning, I got a phone call that made a difference for me. So everything happens how it's supposed to.
Yes. Yes, it does. Well, you know, you're welcome on my show anytime. You're just a beautiful, loving energy, and you're more than welcome to come play over here anytime. So.
Oh, honey. Yeah, I love it. Feel free.
I love it.
I love it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to end this. Thanks, guys. guys so much for joining us. If you haven't gone to the Facebook page of Raising Vibration Radio, go and like it, because that's where you're going to find out when I'm going to have guests like this, or when I'm going to do a weird show that's not my usual night or something like that. So, and then plus you can like us here on Blog Talk Radio so we can send out messages to you as well. And I want to take the time to thank you, Lisa, again for being here and sharing your beautiful knowledge with all of us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. I look forward to it always.
All right. Well, good
night,
everyone.
Have a great night, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And then you can call me on my landline afterwards.
Okay. I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.